probably for this time of the year, be the worst I've seen it, even compared to the time back in 2002 when it was pretty tough. Yeah, there was just still the odd area that had a bit, but no, I think it's probably the toughest I've seen it since I've been in Roma since 95.
How are producers coping?
Struggling, to be honest. And it's, Robin, it's more to do with, I think, it's the age of where a lot of them are at that are just, and just only this week we've experienced that, and just talking to people at the sale here on Tuesday. You know, people in their 60s and 70s who were looking to sort of wind down, now they've used up all their resources to try and keep their cattle alive to, oh, it'll rain in the summer. Well, summer came and went, and now we're into autumn, and they're just wondering and how much further they can go, and do they go, and to the point where I've got two people this week I've spoken to who I know, both gentlemen are in their 70s, and they're selling all their cows. They're just going to sell a lot. They know the market's no good. They're just having to get rid of them because they just can't go on and probably don't want to go on.
As somebody said to us the other day, they just can't continue to fight the seasons and the banks.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not... Yeah, they can't. And I mean, it's just been so prolonged, and there's no... as I've been saying, the rain fell in the supply area, not the buy area, I suppose, and... In the buy area, well, there's a heap of weaners coming off. There's cows in situations where, you know, they're going to have to lighten cow numbers off as well. There's just no crops in, so there's no holes to poke cattle into. That's the problem. And so sooner or later you've got to draw a line in the sand and say, well, how much further can I go? I can't afford to feed anymore because I've got no resources left to do it. So, yeah.
And when you talk to people, I mean, obviously... You're getting rid of your stock, but can you get rid of your country? Because at the moment, I would have thought there wouldn't be many buyers around.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, and generally, yeah. Well, there's one step at a time, I think, Robin. You only control what you can control at the time. So at the moment, it's I don't think people are looking at just getting rid of their country. I think most of them are looking at just let's knock our stock numbers down so that we can get through. They may keep a very core herd, part of their herd. And then when the seasons breaks, they'll consider whether they then either lease or buy more cattle back in, or they sell their plates. I mean, so to me, it's a step-by-step process. And at the moment, it's the welfare of the cattle that's at hand and how many we can get through this period of time.
And when you talk to them, are they looking at what governments are offering in terms of finance package, income support, or is that just another question that's not being answered?
You know what farmers are like. They'll try and do it on their own. They'll look at that as a last resort. It's there. It all comes back down to this, how many hoops and hurdles they've got to jump through to make it get to help them. Yeah, look, individual case-by-case basis is all totally different. I wouldn't say there's a generalisation in that, but, I mean, don't worry. It's very much appreciated what the government's throwing out there, but, you know, have you got access to it? Is it going to be immediate help to you? Yeah, they're all different answers for different people to come up with, I suppose, from their own situation.
Let's hope that the sales improve or that you get a bit of rain.
Well, it's pretty much rain, Robin. That's what will solve it, so we can get some crops in the ground so that then there's just some options to start, you know, putting these cattle into some holes. That's what it is, yeah.